שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא המדרגה הבאה של קבוצת בני ברוך.
This lesson is on the topic of the next stage of the Bnei Baruch group, to be the Rosh, head to the world. We'll read excerpts from the sources.
Well, on first reading, first hearing, what does it mean that the Bnei Baruch group is meant to be the Rosh, the head for the world? It sounds very kind of arrogant, egoistic, etc. However, that is from the side of the ego, if an ordinary person hears that. But if one hears it from the side of the realization of the wisdom of Kabbalah, it seems the complete opposite. Because to be the Rosh, it seems as though your entire life is already arranged according to the guf, the body, that you have to take care of, that you are taking the responsibility for it on yourself. And everything that happens in the Rosh, it's all according to the needs, the desires, the purpose of the development that the body requires, that it has to attain and reach. And it cannot do it without the Rosh. Therefore, the Rosh works only for the guf, for the body. Just like the parents do for the little children, that they have no more than what the next generation, the young ones, need. They don't know how to advance, and they cannot know how to advance by themselves. So the Rosh necessarily has to take upon itself, out of its ability to attain the quality of bestow, the role of the leader, and that way to relate and actually to integrate with all the deficiencies, the needs of the body, of the general soul of humanity, and to always search for ways by which, in the shortest and most beneficial manner, that it will be good in the eyes of the audience and in the eyes of the Creator. And then the Rosh of the Pertsuf becomes the means, the median, the pipeline, something that is included both with the deficiency of humanity and the deficiency of the Creator, and then it serves both of them. Therefore, to be the Rosh for the world is a role that is truly forcing, and it's not about arrogance or being at some height or in control. It's the other way around, to put oneself under the control of the world and under the control of the Creator. That is the role. And this is with respect to how to correctly call it, relate to it, to be the Rosh, the head for the world. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, we also feel that we are being forced to do it, that we have to do it, because according to the process that the world is going through, and what our teachers, Bala Sulam and Rabash, write to us, we can recognize, the process that the world is going through, and how much this process is becoming dangerous, as Bala Sulam says, that it might develop in the direction of atomic and hydrogen wars. On the other hand, it can also follow a good and nice and easy path. And it all depends on how the Rosh of the world, either egoistic or altruistic, will lead it to the recognition of good, the recognition of evil, and to the realization. And therefore, the world in itself, even though it doesn't know, it's not aimed in the right way, however, whatever it is going through is awakening us to think about it, and also our own development. Because if we think about the next steps of the development, we have to actualize what we're studying, that the end result is in the preliminary thought, and therefore we have to be included, incorporated with the alien deficiencies or desires. That is the goof, the body. It can be close to us or it can be further away. But in the end, if we are talking about actions of bestowal, any action of bestowal, first and foremost, has to detect the foreign deficiency that it can capture in its ahab, and it works for this deficiency. Otherwise, it's not an action of bestowal. Bestowal means that there is some kind of need outside of me, and I'm working for that need. Therefore, here as well, we have to detect the deficiencies, the needs of the world, what it wants, what it has to be, and to manage it, to navigate it in such a way that it will come from the egoistic desires that are actually leading it perhaps to an abyss, to other desires that will bring it to a nice, good, sublime ascent, an enlightened one. Therefore, in any little action as well as any great action, first of all, we have to detect the external deficiencies towards which we're working. And that is in the group, and in actions that each one makes towards his friend, and also in our actions towards other tens in the whole of the worldwide Bnei Baruch, and also in the global Bnei Baruch towards the whole world. And so we also have to learn here how the future steps of the world, as well as ours, can be incorrectly connected or correctly connected between them. And then when we will take upon ourselves, well, we will take for the whole of neighborhood the role of the Rosh, we will know how to integrate with the deficiencies of the world and how to carry out actions, correct actions of our own, because we cannot have any future action, and we will remain without actions, without the knowledge of our future steps, unless we have a clear sensation and understanding of the desires of the world. And this is what we are progressing towards. And specifically, the needs of the world is what will obligate us and necessitate us to connect. Otherwise, it will be hard for us to connect even between us. Because what for? Why? Therefore, whether we want to or not, there is some preliminary obligation here. As Baal HaSulam also says, when he explains to us about Egypt, that Pharaoh also had to first of all a priori to know about the role of the people of Israel, what for, why, and out of that understanding to agree to their leaving Egypt, etc. So in short, all of the Egyptians agreed to it, other than the mixed multitude, which is a separate study. We're not studying about them now. However, this necessary accompaniment, that remains. But all the rest of humanity, Egypt, our ego, they have to, in some way, to participate correctly in the Exodus. Therefore, what we have now before us are several conditions, and there will be other ones that we will add, that we must have a deficiency without which we won't be able to advance as a Rosh, because that's how advancement must be already. So without that, we won't be able to connect between ourselves. We must have a deficiency that the Creator is bringing us, and He's positioning us in this way, and He's giving us work in that. And let's see from the verses what the great ones write about it, and how we can implement these things, even though they might seem to us still as far away from implementation. However, as much as we will ascribe them to us, accordingly, we will know how we need to start getting organized. And this will also give us answers to related to our structure, our actions, our plans. So let's read it in such a way that, yes, nevertheless, if we are ready to take upon ourselves some kind of role of the leader, that it will push us forward. Because without that, we will have no deficiencies by which to develop, the direction in which to develop, the necessity to connect and attain something. Rather, just like now, we will feel ourselves in a kind of lack of direction or kind of crumbling. If there are any questions about that or some kind of decay?
About finding the deficiencies you talked about.
Yes.
What does it mean to find a deficiency? What does it mean that I'm working correctly with it? Can you explain a bit?
That we have to be interested, and we see that Bala Sulam did that. We need to be interested in the development of the world. In which direction is it developing in itself? Usually, well, it's in a bad way, in a path of suffering. And in what direction against that can we pull it and develop it if we take their deficiencies and add them to our plan, to our agenda, to our goal? This is what we have to detect, to discover and to work on it, to talk about it and to see what we can do accordingly in our dissemination plans, in our connection, in the various kinds of explanations that we do within the State of Israel and outside of it. And we also have to understand that Israel, Lirosh, has to do with all of those who awaken towards correction and those who do not awaken towards correction. And it doesn't matter from which nation or nationality they are and if they belong to the nations of the world. And those especially who oppose it, who are against it, they are called a mixed multitude, etc. So it is divided as it was divided in Babylon. We have to understand that after the exile ended, and there was a mixing between all different Reshimot, as it says that Israel went out to exile only in order to add to themselves the souls of the Gentiles, the nations. By that mixing, we came back to Babylon. And this is how we need to relate to the world, that it is divided into three parts. Those who yearn for correction, for adhesion, they are called Yashar Kel. Those who are not yearning, however, they are passive in terms of the Reshimot in them. They are called the nations of the world, and it doesn't matter what they belong to. And those, from them, some of them might join the discernment of Israel more and more people. And those who oppose it actively, in terms of their ideology, who are called a mixed multitude. Anyone else? Yes?
Is it possible to find all of this in the ten? Should we find all of this in the ten?
In the ten, we cannot detect it. In the ten, we don't have these three kinds. How can it be? In the ten, we have people who have a point in the heart that is a Reshimot that is pulling them towards adhesion with the Creator.
We said that the entire world can be revealed in the ten.
No. The deficiency of the whole world, that it feels bad. We have to clothe our deficiency and then to start raising it to the Creator. And we're going to study about that. Anyone else?
How do you approach something like that, to feel the world's chisaron?
How to do it? Well, we're going to see it together. We're going to see that together, how to do it. But, nevertheless, we have to see how the world is developing, where its development is leading it, how we can disseminate, not the wisdom of Kabbalah itself, certainly, rather the knowledge about the development of the world and about the possibilities that it has before it, that is, other than the realization, our realization as Rosh, what has to do with the realization of the goof, of the general pertsuf, of the general soul. That is what we have to study, yes. No one is going to teach us. And we have to do it together. Yes?
Previously you said that the world's divided into three parts. So the second part, or the passive part, they're the majority, right?
They're not passive. They have no idea what to do. They don't understand what is going on. And those passive ones are also managed by their rosh, their head, who only want food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge, and not anything more than that. So we have to explain to these and to those towards what the world is heading, if you can call that progressing. And so that they will understand that this form is incorrect, it's a bad one, and it won't lead to anything good. It's also good to explain that to those who are the elites, let's call that, as well as to the people who are below them.
Before we explain, the question is, how can we really understand what they're lacking, that they've hit a dead end? I think everyone agrees on that. But what's next?
They are lacking what everyone lacks and what we lack, adhesion with the Creator. However, we received a spark that brings us to the sources, and through the sources, we are able to detect the path, even though it is against our ego. And we can somehow agree in general with what is happening. That I am in my ego, in my will to receive, and the goal is the opposite of me, opposite of myself. And along the way, I have to change my ego, but I have no strength for it and no desire for it. However, this is something that is necessary, essential. So then I have this inner split, inner struggle. By what means can I reach such a cardinal change from the opposite state? And all of that we can gradually detect in us as foundations, as means, as goals. They are not capable of it because they don't have a spark that explains that to them. They have no attraction to anything other than the egoistic fulfillment. And that egoistic fulfillment also changes very rapidly during our times. And it reaches a point where humanity is becoming more and more passive. And not only it in itself, but also its external wrapping, that is, the society is becoming more and more wrapping. And due to that development, people are losing their place in the world. It used to be that every person needed a society, and society needed each and every citizen according to the number of soldiers and workers and farmers. And today there's no need for them. There's no need in recent times even for computer people. Do you know that? It's a wonder. We thought that those people who are programmers, etc. But no, this too is becoming redundant. So we're coming to a point where there's no need for people. That is, humanity is becoming free to do some new kind of business engagement, and they don't know yet. However, according to all of the earthly engagements, there's no need for people for anything. So we have to detect all of these things and to explain what is going on, because the fact that people start to discover it, to feel it, that is true. However, just by discovering, they don't yet have the right explanation, because this whole process, this whole perspective, seeing the general goal, they don't have it. And here we have great work in studying it by ourselves and then wrapping it in the correct explanation towards us, and also in a certain manner to kind of bring it down and to disseminate it to them. Yes? Okay? Yes, David?
I'm also thinking about the chisaron since yesterday, and in a systemic overview, when we're sitting here connecting with the friends, we reveal a deficiency for spirituality, and this is what raises the man. What I don't understand is how to connect with them. It's the key. I don't understand how to do it. I can see this picture. I can look at things from the side that they're headed towards an abyss, but how to work with it, how to raise their mind, this I don't understand.
If we won't start seeing dissemination as our personal, let's say, salvation, we won't succeed by ourselves, because this is the role of the Rosh. That otherwise it simply decays, degenerates. Let's say you have a couple, and God forbid they cannot have children. Well, it happens. And you can see on them that over time, it's not a normal form, it's not a healthy form, that they don't want to have children, because then it's not a couple, it's not a family, there's no goal or anything. The world was created in order to nevertheless take care of the continuation. So the role of the Rosh is always to detect the deficiencies, the needs of the body in the right development towards the goal, and to bring it to it. If not, if there wouldn't be a need to bring all of the world to adhesion with the Creator, there would be no need for that part called Israel, Yashar Kel. There would be no need for it at all. So we have to see in that our main role.
The need is very clear. I'm asking, how can I, as a Ben Baruch, connect to their deficiency? They have no point in the heart, no yearning for spirituality. When we raise the man, it's very clear. It's when we integrate with each other that there is desire for the Creator. Where do I connect with them?
Also, that they have a desire, but their desire is for the ordinary life that the Creator is giving them. A simple deficiency, food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge, as much as that exists in our times. It's not burning anymore as it was even a few years ago. So we therefore have to realize that this deficiency has to be clothed in our deficiency, as it is with children. We take care of children. They don't know why and what for. They don't have questions about why are they growing, for what purpose, what role, what do mom and dad want from them, why are they being pushed towards a certain kind of development. They don't ask any of these questions. They don't have a vision of the goal, this whole perspective, seeing the future. However, the parents do it, and that's how it is with us. So even if they don't understand, we have to truly take care of them as we do with little children. If they don't have that spark together with us, gradually they will integrate with the spark, because it exists in each and every one, however in a concealed manner. So through the work between us, by that, we will reach the right combination between us. And also we will learn, because the role requires us to learn. If we don't have children, we don't become parents, and we don't know how to take care of them. And you can see it in each and every couple. Can anyone teach them in advance? You can give them a few tips from the side, but nevertheless, they themselves, on their own flesh, as we call it, learn how to become a father and a mother.
So the process of perception of the chisaron, it's the same process as with the group, annulment, integration.
It's also about how to, what to nullify, what to give up, just like the parents annul themselves in order to take care of the little children. What do they annul? Because they want to take their deficiency and process it within the deficiency of the parents. So here it has to be, as we learn about the Achab and the Galgal Ta'anayim, the Achab of the upper one and the Galgal Ta'anayim of the lower one. So Galgal Ta'anayim of the lower one awakens me as an upper one to take care of it. But I raise the deficiency to the upper of the upper one, and I take care of the lower one. That is, here there is indeed a very special process, and we're going to study it. How they enter an ibur conception in us, and how we enter an ibur with the Creator. And this is how this chain, how it works, how it operates. This is the essence, actually the only action of the world of correction. Yes, Yaakov. How important is it that each one here, and on what level, will be updated or up to date about the geopolitical processes that are taking care in the world, and at what level? Not so much. You're right, but we only need it in order to correctly publicize ourselves, to correctly connect with the external audiences in order to successfully disseminate to them what we have to we have to organize correctly our manners of dissemination, so we have to integrate with what they feel, we don't want to be too much into it and become their psychologists. We don't want to go down to their level, but we do have to arrange the external address. So some have more of an inclination towards that, some less. But we have to, because again I'm saying, we have to realize that without that we will have no deficiency and no justification to turn to the Creator by ourselves. We don't have it. With what are you going to turn? That you want something? With the deficiency that you want something, you only draw farther from the Creator. This is how it works, the chain of the Parzufim. That an address turning to the Creator can be only if you're elevating a deficiency of another, not your own deficiency. This is how it works. The lower one, the upper one, the upper of the upper, only in this way. So this condition from all of my disciples, I became wiser, I learned. It's true. How can you learn from the students? You cannot learn from the students. However, if you take their deficiency and elevate that deficiency, from that you learn. You learn from the Creator, but by taking the deficiency from them. This is how we need to interpret this sentence I've learned or became wiser from all of my students. And here we're coming closer to that style of work that exists in the world of Atzilut, in the world of correction. So we shouldn't slight what I'm saying now. These are simply the correct actions, the rules that exist in spirituality in a necessary and compulsory manner. Without that, you are not in spirituality. Without elevating the deficiency of the lower one, you are not touching the upper one. You have no contact with him. You have nothing to turn to him with. With respect to any discernment between you and the Creator, you cannot connect with him. This is why we say in a group that one who prays for others, for the friends, he is rewarded first, because he is rewarded in order to pass unto them what he received for them, so that the prayer of the many is actually the only prayer that is heard above, because you're elevating the deficiency of the many. With your deficiency, you can never turn to the Creator. And this is why these things we have to understand them in a practical manner, because without that, we will simply be staying put, unless we, or even will start declining. And now we have reached a time where humanity is also in a state where it is demanding these things, and also we in our development have reached this point where we actually realize what it is that we need to do. However, we're lacking the action. And therefore, what we learned yesterday in lesson number 6 of the Vilnius Congress, which is how we turn to the world and how we become the Rosh for the world and the future of the world, etc., the last generation. Today we're talking about it as a continuation of that lesson. Yes, Gilad? So what is required of us now from the whole world clean in order to make this deficiency more precise? What exactly is required of us?
We're not demanding the world clean anything. They're with us, just like we're demanding of ourselves. It's as if they're here. It's a long time now that I'm not dividing Bnei Baruch into those that are here and those that are in Bogota or Toronto or any other place. Because we see how they know to give lessons, how they're with us in heart and soul. So, what's the question?
What is required of us, of all of us, as one now? When I said world clear, I meant the whole of Bnei Baruch. What is required of us?
We'll scrutinize it. We'll find out. From studying the materials that were prepared for us, we'll start more and more feeling, what are we missing in order to advance the world and advance with it? And this way we'll see our next degree. Because without that, we have to see ourselves. We have to see that we're not moving anywhere. That we don't have the chisaron to unite and as a result to advance. There's no reason. We need the world to have a reason in order to bestow. Bestow to whom? To what? What for? And this is what we're studying. Actually, we're studying only about the means for our advancement. We can also put it that way. Yes.
We generate in the 10 the greatness of the Creator. How do we generate in the 10 a deficiency for the external world, for the lower ones? How do we combine these things?
By studying the materials and by feeling how important it is for our advancement. We'll talk about it. We'll study the materials. We'll talk about it. We'll start awakening in us by helping each other. Feelings towards it, discernments, we'll become more sensitive. We'll raise our sensitivity towards it. And then we'll understand that we're dependent on it, that our entire role is to correct the world, by which we also elevate ourselves. That truly, to give contentment to the Creator, isn't the role of Israel per se, but it's regarding the world.
Does the world have a Rosh to which Israel turn and they discuss with him who...
We'll find that. Maybe there is someone to turn to. Maybe there are now people that can advance, can understand it, at least if not emotionally without their point in the heart, then intellectually, maybe so. We'll see that on the way.
In the 17 nations of the world, is there anyone for which we can find an entry door to the world?
In the meantime, no. I don't know. There are things here, new discernments, in which I am not as... I'm not an expert in, like you are.
The nations of the world need to know that there is a Rosh and they need to turn to him directly, or it's in general?
From dissemination, they'll feel and understand, and besides that, just like we will do it externally wise in dissemination, then beneath the surface, behind the scenes, so to speak, they will feel that, yes, there is a method here and an international body that operates that way, and it has what to rely on, and that this method comes from the very foundation of humanity, from Babylon, and that it does have everything it needs in order to take humanity to its next step instead in the direction of a dead end or an abyss, to use it as a springboard.
So some Indian in some village needs to know who Rav Lightman is?
No. Not necessarily Dr. Lightman.
Or Bnei Baruch, or...
They have to know how mankind expands the goal that it has to reach, how to reach it, about the two ways, the two paths that are set before humanity. They need to know all these things. Not about the wisdom of Kabbalah, but about development, just like you're talking about evolution and all these things. And how do we use the force of connection from which we awaken a new positive, not negative, but positive force? Because there is a split now into the negative form of connection, which is Nazism, and our form of connection, which is Kabbalah. So maybe without the name Kabbalah and Bnei Baruch and Lightman, obviously there's no need for it. But to explain in the neutral most possible way, this is something that we have to learn about. This has to do with dissemination. Yes, Danny?
There is a strong deficiency, a need for, let's say, parents, teenagers, rich people, poor people. Do we need to feel all these kinds of deficiencies, or is there some critical point, an overlapping point that we're trying to discover that everything is there, like some kind of one general explanation?
Don't ask me about the different forms of dissemination. I don't know. We have to find it together. And precisely as a result of our connection, will we be able to feel, how is it possible to turn to them? And it's not me or you or anyone else. But this is already a group action, an act of bestowal. This is something that we'll have to work on. But there's no one really knows, but it's the general group opinion or the opinion of all of Bnei Baruch together. Everyone will have to take part in it. Because without that, we have zero chances to advance, we ourselves. We somehow are building the Osh, its beginning. But to act as a Osh, to connect and act, for this, you already need some kind of an external drive. To create a chisaron that will come from external circles. Asaf. No. Vlad.
I meet many people throughout the day, and I simply see that the desires are very simple in people: to be healthy, to succeed in life, that the children will be successful, and
of course.
And I was teaching doctors for a year. I saw a guy whose desire was very simple. He didn't care about anything for a whole year. There's no connection to what we are yearning towards, to our desires.
Of course, he has no point in the heart. What do you want from him?
But he's 99.99% of the people. They have no such...
Right.
So how can we...
Imagine. It's the entire body. Imagine a donkey. The entire creation the Creator created, besides one little small spark that fell into creation from the shattering of the vessels. So, of course, that the spark is tiny, and it doesn't have to be in this entire desire, but a few of these desires that exist there, they're integrated in that chamor, in that chomer, this matter, and this donkey. They can be the spark, the conductor, the conductor, adapter between this body, the matter, and the Creator. And it says about that, you are the few of the nations, which is a very small part. And that's all you need, because the entire body is operated by a cubic... The entire body is controlled by a tiny cubic millimeter, like the small marble inside the head. It's really tiny. And it exists only because it's connected to a higher system. This is something that medicine didn't discover yet, but soon you will. That's it. And this is why we're operated the way we are. Where do my thoughts come from? Where do my desires come from? Where does it all come from? From myself? No. But a higher, more hidden system that I'm connected to, that's controlled, that controls me. So therefore, the connection between the upper and the lower, like we also study from the wisdom of Kabbalah, is a connection of a single point.
So it's very clear that...
So, what are you impressed with all of your patients with? For? They just want to be healthy. Food. Almost everyone has. I'm talking about the ordinary world, besides of the half a billion people that really don't have anything to eat. So food, yes. Family, no one wants. Sex, drugs, however you get along with it. And so, only sustenance. Also, there's nowhere to run. Everything, you have everything.
So people see a solution for all of their problems in this world. They see that for this you need to do that, and...
Right, we're the Creator, not to awaken problems, ordinary and not of the ordinary, and these and those. We're not for that. People won't move. They'd be like animals. not even like animals. They'd wither, fade away. They'd be really passive. Because animals, they have to search for a place of where and how. They all the time have the desire to attain things. And if not, they get asleep like a bear for half a year. But people, if they arrange food for themselves, then anyone can build himself a small doghouse, live there, wanting nothing. But only the deficiency from the upper, for the purpose of creation, that they don't know, but that's what awakens them. So now there was an awakening through ecological blows. See what's going on in England and other places, in Germany. And it'll increase, and also other things. Were the Creator not to arrange such an awakening, then people would have been satisfied by less than beasts, less than animals, less than anything.
This is what I want to ask about. Where is our connection with the simple people of this world? Where is the desire?
And that even the ordinary, simplest life, this is something that they can't arrange for themselves. They can't.
But for the time being, they look for solutions in this world, and similarly, I have nothing to offer them. Not even one word that I try to say, they say, "You're not serious, what are you talking about?"
Right, because those that visit you are animals. They're asking for some kind of a sedative, and that's all I want. And you give it to them. This is the role of today's medicine. We are different kinds of doctors. We are the doctors for the brokenhearted. So they'll come to us, and we have to also find those that are ready. Not those that come to you as a doctor, but those that will need us as their doctors. Because you won't be able to help them. With all of your thousands of kinds of medicine, you won't really be able to give them something that will calm them down.
So the way we turn is general, in order to turn to those who have an awakening, who are looking for the essence of life, for the purpose of life, or
an awakening because they feel bad, not because they're looking for solutions for the meaning of life. Solutions for the meaning of life awaken from the point in the heart, so they'll join us from the dissemination, like we're disseminating now. But those that simply feel bad and can't calm themselves down, even psychologically, maybe they have plenty in abundance, but they simply feel bad. They're discontent with life. And then they will join as the body. In the meantime, be a doctor.
Toronto.
Luis from Florida is asking, every egoistic desire is corrected to be only one desire at the end. Be one with the Creator, or being in addition with Him. Are we going to ask for the whole humanity the same thing? How do the Rosh work with other desires?
Goof. The body feels that it has thousands of desires, the general body, meaning mankind as a whole. That we say that all in all it's food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge. The Rosh needs to take this chisaron and translate it into one chisaron, which is adhesion with the Creator. That everything that the different people in the world want, even though that it's dressed in different other deficiencies, just like their faces are different, so are their chisaronot, deficiencies. But eventually they just want to have one chisaron at its essence, which is adhesion with the Creator. And translating it from the different kinds of chisaronot that mankind has into one chisaron that exists in the Rosh towards the Creator, this is something that we have to do. The conversion, translation, there are deficiencies that we take and translate for the Creator. This is what we raise to the upper, and the answer that we get from the upper, we translate that into deficiencies that we can bring down to them and to explain it to them in a way that they will understand what they have to do next in order to attain what they want. And this way, degree by degree, through the corporeal deficiencies of the collective, we will advance them towards connection with us. And they will be able to support us, as it says, as says Isaiah the prophet, that Israel are aided by the world that take them to Jerusalem on their shoulders. So this is how we'll work together. How will this happen in the future? At the moment, I don't want to know. I'm not thinking about the future steps. But each and every time, we'll have to scrutinize this between us and so to advance. Yes.
Could there be a situation where, in some parts, we're taking care of the world of all kinds of deficiencies on the outside without any explanation? So we internally know how to do the work, to give that deep deficiency to the Creator, but we don't give any explanation. Is there such a thing? Like Vlad said, you cannot explain, not even one word you say helps.
Along the way, there are different states. We'll go through them. I like working in practice. Were we not to awaken this thing now, we wouldn't have been talking about it, but we awaken it. So we start seeing more and more options in it for our advancement. Yeah.
The topic of the lesson is the next degree of Nebaruch to be the Rosh for the world. How did that change from our next degree a moment ago? This was always our next degree.
We didn't have the recognition of the necessity for disseminating to the masses and connecting with the world in order to advance ourselves towards adhesion with the Creator, where without having an external chisaron that we take care of in advance in order to bring it to adhesion with the Creator, we ourselves will not be able to advance towards adhesion with the Creator. This is the role of the people of Israel, and it says about that everywhere.
So what is the addition now?
The addition is that before you reach connection with the group, you also have to know that you can't connect with the group, and you see how it crashes into a glass wall that you can't break through. And it stops you. You have no chisaron for it. You can't awaken a chisaron of your own to connect with the friends. Suddenly, there is some component missing. And now, we want to find what it is.
So the necessity, well, let's say now the motive of being a Rosh, of bringing this topic and getting into it, is because we have we got stuck in our connection. Where did we come to a stop so that now practically you must be the head?
We stopped at our connection. I can't take the next step if I don't spread outwards, taking the chisaron from there. Just like each one of us can advance to the Creator only if he perceives the chisaron from the group and activates the prayer of many, the very same way the group itself has to exist outside of it with something and activate the prayer of the many for them. And then it'll be the reason for the correct connection between all the members of the group.
So, what occupies the Rosh? What is it bothered with, worried about?
To advance, realize their role. If they want to be a Rosh, if they want to bestow, then they have to find their role. The role towards the upper, which is the Creator, and towards the lower, which are the nations of the world.
I'm also asking because yesterday they sent some excerpt from a meeting that was with you, and there too you're talking about the fact that you also can no longer explain beyond what you were able to explain so far, that the explanation today also depends on the state of the group.
Yeah, because we're getting the answers from the state we achieve. Not in our mind, but in our efforts and our emotions.
Good morning. So, what can we actually give to those people? Because recently I talked to many people, and many of them are asking for practical advice. What can I give them? They don't have the point in the heart that we have, but they know that we study, and they're asking for practical advice.
This is something that we have to scrutinize, we have to find, we have to agree on. We have to write a booklet, something light, easy, accessible. This is dissemination. You're asking what to turn them to. It's a problem. I feel that we don't have something to turn to them with yet. This is our work. This is what we're talking about.
I try to give them all the essays that we write in the Russian language. Maybe
it's not for the better, but for the worse. I don't know to what extent the articles are ready for it, for them. Maybe it's the next stage. We're now only talking about the need for it, but not about the stage itself.
This deficiency, wasn't it supposed to be ready in us already? Out of the fact that we went out to exile, Israel went out to exile and should have received this deficiency by mixing with the nations of the world. How come we don't have this deficiency inside already?
Because you're still not in the attribute of bestowal. That what hurts is that you want to give contentment to the Creator and that you understand that the only way to do it is by bringing mankind closer to Him. You're not connecting the upper, and the lower. Due to your lack of the power of bestowal, you're not searching for ways of how can I bestow. You're searching for ways of how can I succeed.
Are we not supposed to connect to the soul of Israel so we can, from there?
I'm not talking about mysticism. I don't know what you mean by the soul of Israel. A judge has what his eyes see. I'm talking about practical stuff, where we are. Tehran's your last.
Rav, practically speaking, what does each student from Bnei Baruch need to do? Rav, we'll now learn of what, read the text and we'll understand. Terence, now regarding dissemination, you'll need to decide, because I can't tell you what I think that needs to be said, but you need to give birth to these words, actions, by yourself. Otherwise, it's not a study, it's execution, implementation. It needs to happen through your own sensations, your own learning, please.
So, we're reading chosen passages regarding the next stage of the Bnei Baruch group to be the Rosh to the world, experts from the source, item 1. At the outset of my words, I find a great need to break an iron wall that has been separating us from the wisdom of Kabbalah since the ruin of the temple to this generation. It lies heavily on us and arouses fear of being forgotten from Israel.
Again.
At the outset of my words, I find the great need to break an iron wall that has been separating us from the wisdom of Kabbalah since the ruin of the temple to this generation. It lies heavily on us and arouses fear of being forgotten from Israel.
Yes. Meaning that if we don't develop the connection between people and the wisdom of Kabbalah, then we may descend to the level of animal and again go through this entire long process which took place all the way to Adam Rishon and from Adam Rishon to Abraham and all the way through to our days. So if we elicit this connection to the wisdom of Kabbalah, then by so doing, we can advance from here on out. Yes? Questions? Is that clear? But to the point. No, don't say... Okay. If you're asking a question, then it's about what we've just read.
About the need that he's talking about.
He, apparently, he's saying that the public is in a state where it can take a step forward, that through the wisdom of Kabbalah it can reach the next stage of development. For 2,000 years it was dormant, disconnected from the wisdom of Kabbalah, the purpose of creation, disconnected from the Creator. And other than the great sages who existed in every generation, but we're talking about the general public, Israel. And if this continues, then the descent will be even bigger. What does this mean? That we went through those generations from the Middle Ages onwards, generations of learning, disconnection from everything. And if this goes on, then who knows where the people of Israel will end up. So that's why he's worried about this very much. How can we continue our ascent? Toronto.
Ciro from Italy is asking, what is the rule of 10 in dissemination for the world?
We're all a 10. All of the global Bnei Baruch is 1 10, and that's how we need to operate. And so Accordingly, we need to build the mechanism of dissemination, and it's not just dissemination outwards, but how we work with them in such a way where we know how to, well, locate their desires, define their needs through the internet, through all kinds of gatherings which we hold in different places, and so to learn how to approach people, how to perhaps open more web pages with explanations through all networks, and in what other ways we can disseminate. And we need to be, to grow more competent and without this work of receiving their deficiency and elevating this deficiency through us to the Creator, without us beginning to find this chain, the lower one, the upper one, and the one above the upper one, Ali Elyon as we call it, we won't advance. We will not advance. Please, go on.
Two, from the writings of Bala Sulam, time to act. For a long time now, my conscience has burdened me with a demand to come out and create a fundamental composition regarding the essence of Judaism, religion, and the wisdom of Kabbalah, and spread it among the nation, so people will come to know and properly understand these exalted matters in their true meaning.
So we see that the great Kabbalist, who truly knew the wisdom of Kabbalah, meaning the entire system which binds us to the upper force, we see that he's very concerned with conveying it to the rest of humanity. And if he's concerned about it, then we need to take it as an example. We can't be as concerned as he was. We don't have this feeling, this broad overview of reality, but to at least take it, accept it as factual, as something that's very important to do. And so, by serving his desire, his need, I'm closer to him. And so I have some place of my own in the implementation of this. That's how each one can understand what's upon him to do. So, questions?
So, the urge that Bala Sulam is describing here, is it something that comes to you right away or something you build over time?
You build it too. You build it. I look at the great one, my teacher. He tells me what he's concerned about, and I have to be next to him in order to take care of his concern. Even though it's his concern, I don't see it. He sees 100 meters forward. I'm small, I see 5 meters forward ahead of me, but I see what he's concerned about, what he sees, and as much as I can, I participate in that. I partake in that, because otherwise what kind of adhesion could I have with him? Only by making your will as his own, as his. So, I need to make my own desire as his desire. I don't have it, but you hear, you know what he's concerned about, so act on it, even without a desire.
So, to do from the desire to be in adhesion with his desire, that's how to act. Even when you don't see, as you described before, that if you want to give contentment to the Creator, you must. Even if you don't see that, you still work from the desire to be in adhesion.
Of course, yes. After the actions, the hearts are drawn. That's how it is in our life. We can see the person engages in something more and more. From what he does, he receives more sensitivity towards whatever it is he's working with, more understanding. Where from? From these simple actions which he repeats. By so doing, you connect to a very great exalted system. This is adhesion. What are we doing? We're performing actions, and through these actions, we connect to the higher system. Yes?
To pray to have a desire to be a Rosh, a head, or a deficiency for it, is this a correct prayer?
No.
Why not?
Because you're praying for yourself.
So pray for the friends to have that?
So do it, yes.
Barur, Kadima.
So it's clear. Continue.
Three from Rav Kook, letters two. Regarding the great secrets of the world, I have consented to reveal them because it is the time to do for the Lord. It is now the right time, and some greater and better than I have suffered terrible persecution because of such deeds, when their pure spirits pressure them for the correction of the generation, to tell new things and to reveal the mysteries which the minds of the masses were not accustomed to.
Meaning that the Kabbalists reveal, go forward, connect to the people, and release to the people some part of the mysteries of the goal, of the development, only because it's the time, and they must do this. Continue.
Four, Baal HaSulam, Introduction to Panim Meirot Umasbirot, Item 5. It is the great expansion of the wisdom of truth within the nation that we need first, so we may merit receiving the benefit from our Messiah. Consequently, the expansion of the wisdom and the coming of our Messiah are interdependent. Therefore, we must establish seminaries and compose books to hasten the distribution of the wisdom throughout the nation.
Again,
it is the great expansion of the wisdom of truth within the nation that we need first, so we may merit receiving the benefit from our Messiah. Consequently, the expansion of the wisdom and the coming of our Messiah are interdependent. Therefore, we must establish seminaries and compose books to hasten the distribution of the wisdom throughout the nation.
What is he saying? Among the people, the expansion of the wisdom, this must happen. And if there are those who oppose it, let them oppose it. They are the Erev Rav, the mixed multitude. We need to do our work however we can, because on that our advancement and humanity's advancement depends. To bring contentment to the Creator, this is the only action you must do. Yes.
At least from what we read, I can't see any attitude of acquiring deficiencies, seeing what the needs are. Rather, we need to give them the wisdom of Kabbalah, whether they like it or not. The nation. They have to give to them, have to disseminate it, and that's it.
Yes.
That's the attitude. It's a totally different attitude than what I heard previously.
If they wanted it, then there's no dissemination at work here. There's just sales, right? If you want something and I have it, then I come to you and I tell you, I say to you, how much will you give me in return for that thing you want? That's not dissemination. Dissemination means to elicit a desire within you, a lack for what I have, which you don't need, you don't want. So I come to you and I say, it's worthwhile for you to obtain this. I elicit a desire within you. It may be such a great desire that you even start paying for it, money or with your time, your exertion, somehow. dissemination always comes in order to give birth to a desire within another, to awaken it. So what are you asking about this?
Before we said, the friends asked, that there are different deficiencies of people, and we talked about connecting to the deficiencies, and you're talking, here's talking about something else.
Over and upon all their deficiencies, we want to beget the next desire in them, a higher one, unnatural, which cannot be in them, a necessity for connection, life in connection. They can't feel, they don't feel any need for it. That's why it's dissemination. The difference between dissemination and just sales is that I'm not turning to a deficiency that exists in a person, even a dormant desire. You know, a person wants to be healthy, pretty, something like that, and I turn to that deficiency and say, I have something better than everyone else. It's better, it's good for you to buy. No, I approach him and try to elicit in alternative ways some kind of desire which he didn't have at all, so he can hear and understand. So there's a few steps I need to take here, a sequence of stages to go through. I awaken myself and people through different kinds of dissemination, explaining things, how, where we're being drawn to, what's happening to us, to humanity, where do all these troubles come from, meaning from a distance. I need to create the correct wrapping for my explanation, around my explanation. It's a kind of art, and it's a great difference between what we sell and what other people sell, because what they sell, you know, the deficiency for it can be awakened in each and every person. However, our deficiency, which we want to elicit in them, is not there, doesn't exist. So through the necessity of just, we'll learn of it.
From what you describe, it's the work of advertisers. That's the work of advertisers and marketers.
Marketing people, advertisers, the regular ones, they turn to a deficiency which exists in a person. They just awaken it. Yes? We, however, turn to, well, we want to elicit a deficiency in a person which he doesn't have, a deficiency for connection. Does a person have something like that? A need for it? No. We need to approach through different desires, a safe life, comfortable life, no war, health, and so on, and to show them that all of their lacks, deficiencies, cannot be fulfilled if not through connection between us. And even though connection between us is against the desire of each and every one, nevertheless, he has no choice. We'll need to pay for it in order to have it good. And until slowly, by connecting, they'll begin to find that the connection itself is in itself an asset. Right? So, in here, let the light do its work.
Again.
Yes.
Baal HaSulam writes here that the arrival of the Messiah depends on establishing seminaries and composing books.
Yes.
What does it mean?
Educating the people, instructing them. Never mind how he expresses it. Seminaries, your campuses where you teach, but not just for the wisdom of Kabbalah like we do, but also to, we'll call it worldly wisdom, where you teach not the wisdom of Kabbalah, but how should humanity arrange itself in order to rise to its next level in the mandatory development and it's mandatory development, but a good, in a good way. So we need to invent names for it, which are attractive to people. Yes, Gilad.
I heard now that the connection in and of itself is the property, the asset.
Yes, they should feel that connection itself is an asset because it brings them success in whatever it is they want.
But you can't say it directly. People won't understand it.
No, of course not. But bit by bit, you can bring them to this understanding. They'll start feeling it, and the upper light will work on them and will advance them and will awaken Rishimo in each and every one of them, a spark. This will happen. Ultimately, each and every one must attain the Creator. Everyone will know me from the least to the greatest, it's written.
Specifically today, after giving this formula that we have to ask for adhesion for them and feel their deficiency, which may be completely far from it, and to bring down the solution, this sentence about Salam sounds completely different.
Of course, I sell the Creator to them and I sell them to the Creator. See what a terrible role we have.
So you need a lot of cunning, sophistication.
Yes. This is exactly the role of the adapter. We are in the middle, the interface. So continue. Yes, Chaim.
Rav, you mentioned the word connection. Meaning, the whole world must understand that through connection, they can receive whatever they want.
Yes.
What do they want?
Food, sex, family, money, respect, knowledge.
And they will receive it through the connection?
Yes.
So, today, for example, if I take a certain country, let's say, and I tell them, sit in circles and connect.
Yes.
Their economic state, their mental state, internal, everything will improve?
Indeed.
So we can disseminate it in such a way. More
yes. It must happen that way. Not as they now imagine it, but after you teach them, they'll see things differently. Of course, that's how it'll be. Yes.
Until a few months ago, Chaim and Meir did exactly that. They went to hotels, they worked with organizations, they even paid them for this. And they closed everything up. Because they only teach Kabbalah. Now you're saying, let's flip it back again and awaken, bring to life Chaim and Meir, who are experts, who succeeded on every scale.
Yes. And?
Chaim, sign me up, I'm coming.
Very well. There are people who have a natural urge to do this, and Chaim and Meir were indeed very successful. And let them lead us on in that. The fact that we didn't understand before the importance of this, this too is a stage which we had to go through. Why does it happen in that way? You can bring many theories because of this or that. I don't speculate. Whatever happens, happens. And ultimately, it all comes from above in some form or another, more or less concealed. And what happened, happened. We don't look at the past. We could have we been smarter, wiser? No, one mustn't speak like that. We have to try to make an effort. And so today I'm saying, I'm telling you what we need to do. We mustn't close ourselves in only with the wisdom of Kabbalah. But instead, we must get to the worldly wisdom, or I don't know how to call it, something which we can give humanity. I don't know exactly what they did with the public they worked with, But I'm talking about dissemination which is appropriate to the nations, meaning not the wisdom of Kabbalah, but rather the wisdom of life. We need to